Return to order. We do have a quorum. And item number 16, Mr. Walsh and Mr. Sachs. On 16? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Lay on 16. And everyone is present except for supervisors Kanabi and Molina.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Item 16 was forwarded from committee without recommendation as the committee had some questions and directed me to meet with Director Wilson during the interval, which I did, on the issue of utilizing small and local firms.
Mr. Katz.
What came out of those conversations between, because you know, we talked about that in committee.
Right.
There's a criteria in our debt policy about local firms, and we were trying to figure out when that policy is applied and when it's not. What are the criteria for the criteria almost?
Exactly, and we did discuss that. Rather than trying to tell you that exactly what it is, I agreed that in the next finance committee meeting, we'll start a dialogue with the board to define make definitions and establish those procedures. But I would hope that for this action, that it might go ahead as recommended, or perhaps Mr. Wilson might have a comment on that.
All right. All right. Thanks, Terry. Okay. Mel, are you on this?
I'm not here.
No. I think you're here, but looks to me like you're here now.
Yeah. No,
Terry said you guys had conversations, and I just wanted to see if your questions were answered.
I did have a conversation with Mr. Matsumoto regarding this motion, the recommendation that is, and we talked about the need to make sure that there's teeth behind our policy with respect to small minority and women-owned businesses. And asked him, is there a way, in this case, was there a significant difference between the company, I think it was, is it Morgan Stanley?
Yes.
And De La Rosa.
De La Rosa, yes.
Right. And he said, you know, there was only a really narrow margin between what their bid was and what the bid was for the other party. And so I asked him, you know, given that De La Rosa is a minority-owned business, is that correct?
Yes.
Would there be a way for us to at least show that there is teeth behind this policy that we've embarked on? What about the idea of having having them be co-leads in this contract instead of one being the lead and the other one being subservient to the lead? I would ask that this board would introduce a motion, and I'm prepared to do that, to have them be co-leads instead of one being a leader over the other. And then De La Rosa would be in a position in the future days to say that they were a lead in a large offering like this offering, and perhaps that could help them next time when they were trying to compete to show that they had the experience and they have had a lead position, because I think that was really the difference between the point system and how one got rated slightly higher than the other.
That's right. There was outside of the price criteria, there was only a one-point difference on the other three factors.
So the motion is that Morgan Stanley and De La Rosa will be equal co-partners or co-leads in this offering.
That's in regards to recommendation C, the appointment of the team for the tender strategy.
Do I have a conflict on this? Is that what you're showing?
Yes,
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Barasowski.
Can the board secretary tell me, I'm shown as a conflict. Do I have a conflict on this item? Or is this on a previous item? On item 16?
Charles.
Yes.
No, no. My question is, based on the five conflicts that are shown on the screen, do we have to pull, do you have to draw straws to have seven people?
Gloria showed up.
Oh, Gloria showed up. Okay, we're up. Seven. Okay, we have another. Never mind. We got enough.
Now we do.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Motion. Okay. Director Wilson?
An amendment to the existing motion, staff recommendation. So, but I didn't hear a second. That's what I'm asking for.
Okay, so motion to amend the item 16, and seconded by Mr. Katz. Okay? Is there any objection? So ordered? Because we have seven, right? Okay. Okay, and item number 38, I understand there's a conversation taking place as I speak, and I would like the parties to be here, but I understand there is a the Thomas Bonaventure are asking that they will, this would be continued at August 6th, and in the meantime, they will come up with that compromise for the for this agenda item, if we would do that. But I want them to be here to articulate that and answer questions that any of the people have. Hey, here. Okay, here we come. Okay. Okay, so just identify yourself for the record, and then we'll let.
Alex Wisner, Thomas Properties Group.
Mike Charchinsky, Weston Bonaventure.
Okay. And why don't you reiterate what I just
essentially
microphone up a little bit. I mean, breaking your neck.
Essentially, we had a conference call a short time ago with the owner, Peterson, and other parties with Thomas Properties Group. And we would respectfully request that we sit together, down together, not individually, with the MTA staff and representatives that you choose from your office to, we feel that we can work together to come up with a positive solution that will work for both TPG and the Weston Bonaventure and the MTA. And we want to do it in a way where we have your tunneling experts and ours so that we can figure out a way to do this within the cost boundaries and figure out a way just to make it happen so we're not disturbing the neighborhood as proposed.
I say so.
Thomas Properties is in agreement with that proposal and would hope that the board would grant the additional time so that we can try to come to a compromise that works for everybody else.
And that would be at prior to the August 6th meeting, so at the August 6th meeting we could take action.
Correct.
First I'm going to ask Supervisor Jaroslawski, then Mr. Katz.
Forgive me for being skeptical. You guys have been talking about this for months. Why should I believe or anybody else believe that between now and August 6th, a week and a half from now, that what you haven't been able to do over the last several months will suddenly, you'll produce a silver bullet that solves your problem, both of your problems, and our problem? I'm really reticent to delay this. We can go ahead and approve this, frankly. And if between now and August 6th you come up with something better, we can calendar on an emergency basis. I think on 24 hours notice we can probably calendar this item for the August 6th meeting. It's a special meeting, correct?
Right, we have a special meeting.
All right.
It's not a special
meeting. It's an adjourned meeting, so you'd have to. Well, here's what we could do. Let me ask you, could we do this? Could we approve the staff recommendation today, let the discussions continue, have a placeholder on the agenda for a report back on anything that they may have so that we can take an action if we have to? But I don't want to delay an action. This is starting to look like the Ansaldo Breda thing where it keeps getting continued, and then it becomes So new
yes, we can do that because what we will post a new agenda for the adjourned meeting, the adjourned regular meeting. On that agenda, we can add this additional item.
Okay. I would so move, just to get it on the table, that we approve it and then have a placeholder on the agenda as you've just described for August 6th.
If I could.
Mr. Katz and then Supervisor Early Thomas.
Now, and I'm in the same place I think Zeb is, but my question was, you guys have filed your lawsuits, and you're filing, and I believe, and correctly, help me not being the lawyer, you guys have filed some motions challenging, I believe, the CEQA, you know, the CEQA provisions, and you've also, or at least somebody has also gone to court to ask for a injunction to keep us from moving forward. That has a 30-day clock on it. If we put this off for two or three more weeks, are you going to hold back your lawsuits, or are you still moving forward on them?
Well,
because there is a 30-day period in there, right, before there's a hearing on the lawsuits that you can still keep talking.
Well, I understand, but there's a couple of questions on the board to answer Zeb first. We've met with the staff. Unfortunately, the staff has arranged for us to meet separately, and we haven't had a fair opportunity to work together to come with a solution that is a silver bullet, and we do believe we have one, okay? For me to explain it to you right now.
Why have you been keeping it to yourself all this time?
We have not been. We have not been keeping it. I'm not even going to answer that, unless you want me to. Okay.
No,
okay.
It's a rhetorical question.
In regard to the, timing and the lawsuits, I'm not an attorney. So, but as we move forward with this process, as we said, we would withdraw our lawsuit once we get that silver bullet. And you have that on the record, and you've had it a number of times on the
but
record.
My point being that your lawsuits are proceeding forward. They're not being stayed right now. They're not being told. You guys have filed, and the 30-day clock is running, so I see no reason for us to hold back in moving forward. You still have the 30 days during which time we can meet and discuss. And I assume, there were, as I know you remember in the beginning, there were a lot of meetings with everybody there, and the reason that it went to smaller meetings is they were not productive. So that's how the smaller meetings came about. After, I think, Brian had said something like, there have been 30 meetings that have taken place, so it's not like no one talked to anyone involving different parties.
Let me correct that, if I might. There were not 30 meetings that took place.
You want to let me finish before you correct it? Or?
Certainly, please.
Okay. I know it won't make any sense what I'm saying, but just let me humor me. The have been a lot of meetings that have taken place with various parties, together, individually, etc. I'm a little bit of a loss, as is Supervisor Yaroslavsky, as to what suddenly happened, but for whatever it is, we're grateful. We appreciate it, because you guys could have been talking during the last 2.5 months when we keep postponing this at your request. So I go back to moving the board staff recommendation forward, continuing to make people, staff available for board members, whatever you guys want for the meetings you're going to have over the next 30 days, and we'll see if we can work something out. But we don't lose another several weeks in the process that way. Just as you're protecting your schedules, we're trying to protect ours. That's all. Now, please.
Well, I if that's the motion, we respect that. But unfortunately, by moving this forward, you are effectively destroying this section of downtown. So whether it's 6 days or 30 days, I don't believe it's a request that's out of line. And at the same time, I have to reiterate, the experts on tunneling from the MTA, and we had our meeting yesterday, I believe that they have not met again with the people that we've been working with since we had the presentations on the lower alignment, the cover and cut, et cetera. So we haven't received all of the information of what the impact would be that the staff is presenting today. So in fairness to the stakeholders, if you vote on this, we don't have all of the information. And I hope the rest of the board understands that this has not been an open discussion. It's been one-sided, and we need all of the information so that, we can understand what the costs are. Where is this $30 million? Where is this $50 million?
Thank you. Supervisor Riley Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't see a sense of resolution that is embedded in the motion. There is a full speed ahead posture being assumed by the maker and the seconder of the motion, which may be the will of the body. I wonder if it is the case that we have exhausted every opportunity for a resolution. And I don't know how you do that by engaging in a game of chicken. It seems to me that that's a fair characterization of what's going on, and I don't mean to suggest that that is operating on one side or the other. Either we want to resolve or we don't. A week or two, or whatever it may be, to get that done doesn't strike me as completely unreasonable. On the one hand, on the other hand, I wish to suggest that legal counsel has a lot more work to do to cause this one member of the board to be clear about what we're doing and how we will ultimately prevail. Obviously, we can't do this in open session. But Mr. Chairman, I would hope, no matter what the conclusion of the vote may be and how it is disposed of ultimately, that an amendment that would attach to that disposition is that each significant step going forward needs to be brought back to the full board in closed session. It is not the case that the board in its entirety has been made privy to what has been going on in terms of the back and forth and the regional connection, the threats of litigation and the like, and I think it's only reasonable that we have the benefit of that if we're expected to exercise our duty in the most responsible way.
So you have a motion?
I just simply say, irrespective of how it resolves itself, the board needs to be, in its entirety, needs to be apprised of every significant step going forward with respect to the disposition of this litigation. That hasn't happened, and it needs to happen.
Mr. Chairman, I'm on
there, right?
Supervisor Molina. I'm calling for the question.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question that has been raised first. Are you willing to withdraw your or put your lawsuit on hold?
He said no already.
I didn't hear that. That's right. Are you willing to put your lawsuit on hold until the August 6th meeting with the understanding that you will be meeting with MTA and others to come to a compromise between the Thomas, the Bonaventure, and we're talking about Hines and the other two entities?
What answer?
I'm being signaled by my legal counsel behind me that no, we would not withdraw our lawsuits at this time or put a stay on them, but the hope would be that we could come to a resolution within the 30-day period so that we could at that time withdraw them.
Okay, we have a question. So so the motion before the body is to
approve the staff recommendation to have a placeholder on the August 6th agenda to consider any new developments that may have come out as a result of the conversations, and that's it. This does not include the Weezer amendment. I move the staff recommendation with the August 6th proviso.
Moving the staff recommendations with the understanding that the affected parties and MTA will be meeting between now and prior to the August 6th meeting when this issue will come back as to relative to a compromise that may be adjudicated.
Well, that we would have a placeholder on the August 6th agenda to consider any compromise. And I might add, if they don't get it done by August 6th, if it takes till September 6th, we're around then, too. I mean, my intent is not to go full speed ahead. My intent is not to put ourselves in reverse. So if there is a resolution to this at any time, I don't think there would be, and it works for everybody, including ourselves, I don't think anybody would object. So that's my motion.
Open the roll.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Thank you.
It's August 6th. No, it means the vote's been cast. The vote means they record a vote.
What's on the August 6th agenda is a placeholder so that they can report back if there's any development. I did. I have a green light here.
Yeah, she doesn't have you on.
Yeah. Why don't you... We have a mechanical failure. Why don't you call the roll? Set.
First, you need to make sure that everybody who's here is listed. There you go.
Roll open now?
Yeah.
You didn't vote? Okay, it's now working for Supervisor Ridley Thomas.
All right.
Okay.
Just
go
ahead.
Can I help you?
Why don't you just call the roll?
Yeah, call the roll.
Chairman.
Oh, there. Okay.
There it is.
Item number 53.
Yes.
In the body of that motion, is there some place where it says there's a placeholder on the August 6th agenda?
August 6th.
Where? I know. Not. But I want to make sure Zev's words are in writing. Not that I don't trust him, man. Well, so, but if it doesn't appear on the agenda, then they'll say, well, it wasn't in the body of the motion. You got that in the body of the motion? Pardon me?
Okay, that was 38.
Okay, great. Good afternoon. We are here today to provide a status on the proposed Measure R ordinance amendment introduced by Director Fasana at the June board meeting. And we are also here to request approval of the Measure R Extension Information Program. Next. As you know, the proposed ordinance amendment eliminates restrictions on timing and the number of fund transfers between the transit and the highway subfunds. It requires a two-thirds vote of the board to approve the transfer, and the transfer must occur within the same subregion. Now, in order to approve an ordinance to the, an amendment to the Measure R ordinance, there's two distinct processes that need to occur. The first one is with the Measure R Oversight Committee, and just an update on what happened. We sent out notices June 29th to the committee, letting them know that there was a proposed amendment. It's required that 30 days before the board adopts it, that they get that notice. The committee held a meeting on Monday, July 23rd, and the committee made a finding that the amendment furthers the ordinance purpose. We sent a board box yesterday to the board documenting the proceedings of the committee meeting and also documenting the resolution, and I have copies of the resolution if you would like an additional copy of that. The second process is related to the overall amendment, making an amendment. We, as you've alluded to, we have scheduled a public meeting for August 6th to receive comment on the proposed amendment We distributed notice to the public July 3rd. We've also submitted the ordinance and the resolution that was approved at the June board meeting July 6th to the Board of Supervisors as well as the Registrar Recorder. And any amendments that we make to that ordinance must be in to the Registrar Recorder's office by August 15th. Next, we'd like to discuss present to you the information program. We are proposing for the Measure R extension to use a similar approach to all of our capital projects. We will have a standard information set. We sent a first cut at that yesterday to all the board. We are prepared to go over that. We also passed out hard copies to you. They're colored copies and has a title that says Extending Measure R Half-Cent Sales Tax. So we are happy to go through each of those slides with you.
Board's direction.
I mean, there's a lot of blank page. I mean, we were promised last week that you'd have something today.
Yeah. Right. So we could go through that. Okay, let me
Ms. Sidboy.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Whichever way, if you'd like, we can meet with you. Yeah, absolutely.
The question is, we were told at the committee meeting last week that the information was nearly done. Mm-hmm. However, it wasn't until after 4:23 yesterday that we received information. What we received has blank pages in it. Mm-hmm. And so you're asking us to approve something that the committee didn't have, and that's why the committee didn't take action. We didn't have that information. And now you're asking the full body to approve an item which doesn't have the information so that we have an ability to make a decision. And it just appalls me that you can testify last week that it's nearly done and would have been delivered, but will be delivered, and then it's yesterday, the day before this meeting, in the afternoon, late afternoon, that we have information, and it still contains blank pages. So how are we going to make a determination and move forward when we don't know what the content is?
Mr. You waiting for an answer?
She's going to answer that.
Right.
Yeah.
We have the material assembled to put on the map. The construction of the maps are the last pieces of the information package. And working with the platforms, we wanted to make sure that we could be clear enough in indicating the differentiation between those projects that are Measure R and those projects that are to be accelerated by Measure R. And each of the items that you see within the information package was very carefully reviewed and scrutinized by County Council. We wanted to make absolutely certain that we were meeting the criteria of the public code in the fair, impartial information packages for the public.
But again, we don't have the information before us in the document that you're asking to be approved. Secondly, you say that on page 11, that we will have funds to operate all these projects. But that is a dishonest statement because there's zero talk about a fare increase being needed, and we're talking about having to raise fares to receive a 33% at the fare box. And to do that, we'd have to increase fares or some type of distance and time-based fares. So why is that information not included in the packet?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Flay.
We've spent a great deal of time looking at our financial projections. If we manage the system and deliver all the rail projects, and if we maintain ourselves within the parameters approved by the board in the long-range transportation plan, we are in the black. We are solvent. We can operate these lines if we comport with board-approved policy over a multi-decade period. I need to say that Linda and her staff worked Saturday and Sunday last weekend. They worked every evening. That which sounds simple, that is a map, in this instance is not simple because there's a number of variables like comporting with the law, complying with the law, not advocating, providing information. We have categories of project status. We have those elements which are done, those elements which are in progress under construction, those elements which are funded but not yet in construction, those elements which are not funded, and then those elements which would be accelerated. And so this finding a way to thread the needle that depicts all of this stuff in a coherent and understandable fashion has not been easy. And that's really been the challenge that we've had under a fairly tight deadline. Now, we'll be coming, we'll be having a continuation of this meeting, I assume, on August 6th, and we would certainly get input from the board and others, and at that time, or before then, if we can distribute a map, if we, in fact, get that done. It may be that we choose not to put a map in the package.
But in the statement, it says, well, Metro have the funds to operate all these projects once they're completed. And then basically you say you're going to balance the budget each year and the Federal Transit Administration reviews our financing. You don't mention any statement about fare increase. And you and I both know there will be fare increases.
I suspect that gasoline will go up and fares will be increased.
Right, but we don't say that here. We indicate that's not going to happen. And then on page 9, on traffic synchronization, you say the traffic system management portion is $36 million of the total budget expenditures is for signal synchronization. I only ask because it was the number one use of Measure R funds on the 2008 ballot statement. And that didn't occur. We're using that same.
That's not true.
It is true because we've asked for that information.
The money for traffic signal synchronization has not been
it's
used?
It's number one on the.
No, but it hasn't been used?
It was number one on the use of the funds, and they have not been distributed.
What do you mean they haven't been distributed?
Let us explain this slide. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say. This is a look at what the cities have budgeted for fiscal year 2012 and the uses of funds. And Signal Sync is in that. That's what that traffic system management is.
And what this slide is.
As well as
this is the 15% local return money.
This is the local return money.
So this is what the locals are planning to do with their money in the current fiscal year.
Exactly.
Yes, that is correct.
And this also includes demand management as well.
Yeah.
That particular.
A number of traffic signal synchronization projects are, in fact, being funded out of sub-regional funds, South Bay, Arroyo, Verdugo, Malibu, Las Virgenes, and in the gateway cities, we're engaged in a very healthy plan on looking how signal synchronization will be funded through the Measure R subfunds in those regions.
And how much money was actually spent?
I can't get you those numbers.
We don't have that because we've asked for that information, but it was not spent 100%.
No, we don't.
It was the number one priority.
Mike, this money here goes directly to the cities. They spend it. We don't.
I'm just saying what we're telling the people they're receiving is not what they always receive. Then on the transit project acceleration map on page 3, some of those cannot be accelerated simply by extending Measure R. The LAX airport connector shows an acceleration, but yet that depends 80% on LAWA and federal funds to match our $200 million our funds, and how can we call it accelerated when we already have an agreement in place to receive those, until we have that agreement to receive those funds. And the regional connector is shown as accelerated, but we have all the local money in place to open the line by 2019, pending all litigation, and the remainder is a federal full funding grant agreement, which we don't really have. So those are a couple other issues, and then let me ask Supervisor Kanabe had a question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's arguing, Art, that it's a complicated situation. I mean, we're going back to the original Measure R and that fine line that we walked on advocacy versus information. And, you know, once again, you're sort of asking us to give you a blank check on what's in that mailer. I mean, you asked on a financial strategy, that whole purple book this board voted without ever having seen it until that particular day, and no one had gone through it. And we can't continue to operate like that. I mean, it was such a fine line between advocacy and information last time that we have every right to ask for the information. And I'm not arguing. They're the ones that told us. They told us last week at the MC they could have it by this week. They could have said, well, no, probably not, but maybe by the 6th or something. But all I'm saying is they told us they could have all the details by the full board meeting.
Well, you're certainly entitled to the details. We've done our level best to develop it for you. The pages under construction are maps. They aren't the financials. The financial projections are based upon the assumptions in the board-approved plans. We have a board-approved New Starts program for two projects. We have board-approved assumptions on other issues. So it is, after all, a plan. It's not a retrospective. It's a prospective extension of what we think things will be. That's always the case with a plan. This is a plan. What the document will be on the Measure R extension is what we would expect to do with the funds in the event it were to be approved.
Director Fasano.
Yes, I would like to say that I believe certain projects have been left off that should be included, the 710 North gap closure and the Alameda Corridor East grade separation should be listed in the projects funded. I will say as well, I think the issue of fares, that I'm not sure what the right language is, but acknowledging that fares may be adjusted at the very least is a reasonable projection that could be made on the operating side. And as far as the maps, they are a projection. They may be correct. They may not be correct in terms of what's planned out there. But something more tangible in terms of the fares probably should be in the plan.
I would suggest that in conformance with the board-approved LRTP, that's what the facts are. You know, that requires every year we do a budget. Every year the board approves a budget. Every year a board approves a fare structure and a service level. Every year. So it's going to happen about 50 times during this period of the Measure R extension. You know, I very likely won't be here the entire time. But the fact is there'll be other people sitting here who will be confronted with balancing a budget to deliver the program and the projects which have been promised.
Supervisor, your thoughts?
I'd like to move this. We put this over also to the August 6th meeting and let them fill in all the gaps and address some of the issues that Mr. Fasano raised.
Can we have a motion to move this to the August 6th meeting and have that information that we've asked for brought to us at that time?
Yes, sir.
I'll second it without objection. So ordered. Thank you. And we have one last item. Item is
Supervisor Antonovich, I think what you may want to do is make a motion to adjourn this meeting until August.
Do that after the last motion.
Okay.
I mean, I should say the last item, and that is item 40. Item 40, we have a presentation.
This is an outstanding piece of business from last month's board meeting. The board approved the arrangement with Universal, and
just had his tonsils out.
And allowed staff to proceed with design work on the bridge. In accordance with Metro procedure, staff is seeking board approval to adopt design build with the award to the low bidder. And this is the most appropriate. This is considered to be the most appropriate contract delivery method for this particular project.
Are there any questions?
Move
ahead. Quick question. Mr. From the line.
It goes from the portal across to the far side. It doesn't go just over the ramp. It goes across to the far side to the other side of the transfer.
Correct.
Correct.
Move approval.
I move approval.
Motion by Director Lalonde, so he earned his $150 today. Second. Without objection.
He's going to pay for it. Yeah, we'll pay whatever you want.
Okay. Dylan, so ordered.
Obviously, his first meeting.
Okay, without objection, so ordered. I understand there's item 70. It's 75. Item 75 is our last item.
Thank you. This is a public hearing
on to adopt a resolution of necessity to acquire a parcel. As such, we need two-thirds vote of the board. And with your kind permission, I would like to read a couple things into the record to make sure that the record is appropriate. The purpose of this public hearing is to determine the necessity for the acquisition of the parcels identified as Los Angeles County Assessor parcel numbers 4006-024-024, 4006-024-026, and 4006-024-029, more commonly known as 6720 South Victoria Avenue, 3410 West 67th Street, and 6705 Crenshaw Boulevard in the City of Los Angeles for the purpose of...
Okay, let me just interrupt you. Are there any questions? If not, Director Wilson will move. I'll second without objection. So ordered, and we have a motion to adjourn this meeting to August 6th.
May I ask yes, that this be put into the record? Just to make the record, it's a technical right. requirement.
That will be submitted for the record.
He needs to read it into the record.
Okay. Seconded by Supervisor Kanabe without objection. So ordered. Thank you.
You have to read it? Yeah, certain findings have to be made
okay,
in the record.
Okay, read it, but I'll go do Evelyn Wood speed reading.
Great. The staff report has been given to the Board Secretary for inclusion in the official records of this public hearing. For the reasons discussed in the staff report and the EIR-EIS, staff recommends that the Board find that the public interest and necessity require the project. The project has been planned and located in the manner that will be most compatible with the greatest public good and least private injury. The property interests sought to be acquired are necessary for the project. The acquisition offer has been made in compliance with Government Code Section 7267.2. An appraisal was obtained to determine the fair market value of the property interest required. A written offer was made to the property owners for the full amount of just compensation. An effort was made to negotiate an acceptable purchase price with the owners, but agreement was not reached. Because of the need to acquire the property interest for the Exposition Light Rail Project, staff recommends acquisition of the parcels through eminent domain.
Okay, now I get to go.
Adjourned to August.
Or we took care of our
courtroom. Well, it's a pleasure having you on the board, man. You are a firefighter.
Right, it's kind of weird.
Michelle.
Yes.
Hungry.